Hello, my name is Derek Topaska. I'm from Belmont, Massachusetts. And my piece in this exhibition is called Sex Pot 13, all caps, Abyss. And it has a considerable legacy. Many years ago, I used to make wood vessels which often had wood-burned dots on them, and they became known as my pots with dots. I could reshape the brass tips of the burner, so sometimes the dots morphed a little into marks that looked more like tadpoles. And at some point I thought, maybe they could look like sperm. At first, I thought that might be a little too adolescent until I remembered that one of my favorite works of art by Edvard Munch is a Madonna which has a border of sperm swimming around it. I figured if it was good enough for Munch, it was good enough for me. So I made a little hollow cherry vessel about 10 inches in diameter. I inset a burl faux egg in the top and wood-burned sperm all over the surface. I sort of whimsically decided to call it a sex pot. Surprisingly, in fairly short order, at the annual museum school sale in Boston, I sold it to the fellow who was then the director of the Museum of Fine Arts. Well, now I was really doubly inspired, thinking that if it's good enough for Edvard Munch and Malcolm Rogers, that's doubly good enough for me. So over the following years, I indeed made an additional 11 other sex pots of that sort, all of them sold, and here is number 13. All of the others were closed hollow forms about 10 inches in diameter with varying patterns of sperm with titles like From Indirection, Find Direction Out, Oval, Sperm Bank, and Sex Pot GMO, which had sperm proceeding in neat and orderly rows up the side of the piece. This piece was started in the early fall of 2019 and was considerably different in form from all the others. At 24 inches, about as tall as my machinery and muscles allow, and open-mouthed, I anticipated a stained black interior, so gave it a sort of playful name, including Abyss. That amused me. But when it was eventually finished in the spring of 2020, the COVID pandemic had changed the world and inevitably the context and thus the apparent meaning of this piece. There's nothing playful about the word abyss in unprecedented times like the past couple of years. So once again, my work negotiates its way between being something and meaning something, with that meaning always being subject to change. And in summary, Sex Pot 13 also fits well within my thumbnail artist statement about my work, which is that I've always been interested in classical forms, the ancient, the so-called primitive, and the strange.